1027 EQX, our Sunday brunch with the Bennington Museum today. Beautiful Bennington, Vermont. Historical Bennington, Vermont. The museum is open 10 to 4 every day except for Wednesday for making your plans. Ongoing Grandma Moses exhibits and Bennington pottery exhibits. Also the Jane Stickle quilt. Quilt fans, it is there now through Indigenous Peoples Day. Dina Mallory is the director of public programs at the museum. So we have these long established exhibits that people know and love, and then you're always splashing in with the new exhibits. What do we have going on now that's kind of new and exciting and fresh?
Yeah, so right now we have the Lyman Orton collection. So people might be familiar with Lyman Orton as the founder of the Vermont Country Store. But he's also a collector of Vermont art and Vermont artists. So this is a pretty unique opportunity to see his private collection. The exhibit's called For the Love of Vermont, and it's on view through November 5th. And it's actually one exhibit over two venues. So you can't just come to Bennington Museum and see the exhibit. You have to also go to the Southern Vermont Arts Center in Manchester to see their portion of it as well. It's been really well received. People just love these images, you know, sort of quintessential Vermont, lots of covered bridges and landscapes and that sort of thing. And it's just a really fun and enjoyable show.
Yeah, I've been reading some of the backstory on this exhibit because I find it fascinating. Of course, who doesn't love the Vermont Country Store, right? And the Orton family running that. And Lyman Orton as an art collector. And he's really funny if you can ever actually see him in the flesh, like talking about this and his passion for Vermont art. But he said, you know, I started to wonder, like, why is all this awesome art in other places? We need to bring it back home. So let me build a collection. And he has built quite a collection. What are some of the artist names that perhaps people may have heard of, Vermont artists that are there on display, or we may not have heard of them, but we'll be exposed to them at the Bennington Museum?
Well, some of the artists who you might not think of as Vermont artists include Milton Avery and Rockwell Kent, who spent a lot of time in Vermont, either lived here for several years or spent summers and falls here painting. So they're sort of some of the bigger names that you might see. But then there's also some really familiar names like Matthew Perry. He's represented, and people might know him from the Vermont Arts Exchange in North Bennington. So he's got a painting in there. Gaylene Aiken has some paintings in there. So it really is a really broad range. Oh, Luigi.
I'll
get his name wrong.
Street.
Luigi Lucioni.
Yeah, yeah, the Birch Tree.
Who
yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
We have some of his paintings in there. So it's really a wide range of artists and art styles.
Yeah, collected by a Vermonter.
Exactly. And cool. Lyman looks at it as he puts it as repatriating Vermont art, bringing it back home.
There you go. All right. So that exhibit, For the Love of Vermont, I know they have quite an extensive website, too. That's ongoing at the Bennington Museum and the Southern Vermont Arts Center through November 5th. So a great day to spend in Southern Vermont seeing all this art just going up and down Route 7. All right. What else is going on here as we get into fall at the Bennington Museum?
Yeah, we have two other changing exhibitions. One is called A History of Bennington, and it's a small exhibition that takes some of the objects from our collection and tells a different story than perhaps we've told in the past. So just as an example, the doors to the Catamount Tavern, home of the Green Mountain Boys and Ethan Allen, instead of telling the same old story about the Green Mountain Boys and Ethan Allen, we're talking about Margaret Bowen, who was enslaved at the Catamount Tavern, and telling her story. And she was there when all of that was going on. So that exhibit, and it also really ties everything into issues that are still going on in Vermont. So it does a great job of sort of connecting the past to the present and helping us understand that that everything that's happening now is connected to the past. So it didn't just, you know, happen and that's it. Then mm-hmm. doesn't have an impact on the present. That's on view through December 31st. And also on view through December 31st is an exhibit called Haunted Vermont, which is a lot of fun. you know, people are familiar probably with the Bennington Triangle and the disappearances that happened there in around the 1960s. But did you know that there was also a witch trial in Pownall, Vermont?
Did not.
And then there was somebody who was considered a vampire in Manchester, Vermont. So we tell those stories and talk about the popularity of spiritualism in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And we actually have recently acquired some items belonging to Shirley Jackson, the famous horror writer, probably best known for writing the short story, The Lottery. So we have her writing desk and her haunted music box and some of her other belongings. So that's, you know, if you're trying to get into the Halloween spirit, that's a really good one to come see.
Yeah. So what's the website? BenningtonMuseum.org, I'm assuming, Dina?
Yep, that's right. BenningtonMuseum.org, and you can click on exhibitions to see what we have going on, or events and programs to see what's coming up.
We'll have more with the Bennington Museum. Bring in Jay Craven, who's on standby to talk about some other things going on at the museum. Bennington, Vermont. The museum is open every day except for Wednesday from 10 to 4. BenningtonMuseum.org. It's the Sunday brunch. It's EQX.